KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. With Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Marvel has won a rebirth trifecta. Captain America was originally a product of Project Rebirth, a World War II experiment that turned frail Steve Rogers into a super soldier. Then he was reborn, though I thought stillborn, in 2011 as a standalone screen hero in the would-be epic Captain America: The First Avenger. Just about every shortcoming of that film, the ponderous pace, the uncertain tone, the variable acting, has been fixed and then some by The Winter Soldier. In this new one, Steve, played once again by Chris Evans, is re-reborn as a charmingly retro fighter for freedom in the face of a vast conspiracy, one that manages to feel fresh and modern despite some awfully familiar machinations. In Marvel mythology, Steve spent a good part of his 95 years frozen in a block of Arctic ice. So the modern world is still a source of mystery to him. His to-do list of things to catch up on includes Thai food, Steve Jobs, and Star Wars / Star Trek, with Star Wars crossed out as a sign of his progress. And mystery turns to menace when he discovers that the espionage and law enforcement agency SHIELD is pushing the country he loves closer to being a surveillance state. Society is at a tipping point between order and chaos, says Alexander Pierce, a suave senior member of the agency's leadership. In a piece of casting that's sly as well as smart, Pierce is played by Robert Redford. The directors, Anthony Russo and Joe Russo, have said they wanted to make a 1970s-style political conspiracy thriller along the lines of 3 Days of the Condor and All the President's Men, both starring Robert Redford. That's essentially what they've done with Captain America at the center of the often awesome action. Awesome doesn't overstate the case for some of the action sequences, especially a climactic battle digitally rendered in the skies over Washington. The car chases, by contrast, are clearly live action and the movie's most conventional element. Conventional understates the case. They look like a compendium of every hurtling, thundering, spark-showering crash-a-thon from the 1970s on. And the plot turns on a traditional track-down. The formidable forces of a SHIELD gone bad in superheated pursuit of Captain America and his cohorts, Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow and Anthony Mackie's Falcon. What makes The Winter Soldier so enjoyable, though, is the emotional bandwidth, all the vivid, nuanced life lived by its characters in between their frenzied escapades. Black Widow's winning in more ways than one. "Was that your first kiss since 1945?" she asks the hero after a teasingly brief smooch. Samuel L. Jackson's Nick Fury, the beleaguered, to say the least, director of SHIELD, finds time to tell an affecting story about his working-class grandfather. And Chris Evans makes Captain America much more than an old-school patriot. He's a genuinely likable guy. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.